question is, you don't think you'd get the job done by telephone with Balaguer?
He was doubtful about it. I myself believe it might be much better to do it that way. I don't like the idea of these two fellas having a meeting.
I don't either. I think it shows the kings are meeting and settling things, and it could really put the fat in the fire.
Well, there's also the problem of they'd have too much opportunity to
find troubles.
And I'm against that. I think we've...
I'd try to get him in the room, man, get him to call him, and what we'd like to say to Balaguer is that we think you're going to get a call, and we hope that you do it.
Yeah. Well, let me try to check that out with him.
That's a matter for tomorrow anyway, if I'm right. This is a third stage affair.
That's right. Stage number three. That's right. But I'll try to push it so that on the Balaguer matter, number one, he does his work by telephone, and number two, he goes along with our telephoning him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now then, let's recapitulate. The colonel is supposed to go in the morning.
6 a.m., yes, sir.
All right. And if he says okay, then the next step is he calls Guzman.
Guzman, me.
Yeah, and if he says, count me out, he still called you. Right?
If who says that?
If the colonel says, count me out, I won't go with you, he still calls Guzman. He does it either way.
No, I'm not sure. If the colonel, misspoke myself earlier. If the colonel says that he won't play, then we got a whole new deck of cards in a really tough situation.
Well, that's what he's going to say.
I think we got to look at the whole deal all over again.
Well, do you think the odds are better than even? That's what he's going to say. Isn't that what you'd say?
Well, I don't know. It's possible that. He'll go along with it. I just don't get anybody around here saying he will not. Mm. Not that I've talked to a lot of people, but I think that would be Harry's view, and it's certainly Benitez's view. That the colonel will go along with this. It'll be a pretty good indication, I think, of whether the colonel is a free agent. Because I think if he doesn't go along with it, it's very likely to be because Aristi or some of these commie boys have got him.
Well, I think that's where you better get that. You better get that contingency plan operation, whatever it is, Mr. Davidson.
What's that say?
I say you better get the contingency in operation, whatever it is.
Well, the other way of stating it is to make clear how disastrous that is from our point of view with respect to JB's position, because it means he isn't what he said he is.
Well, I mean, he's finished.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got to do something else.
Okay, I'll see you along the cool evening in the fall.
A lot sooner than that, sir.
Nice. I called off your meeting tomorrow, Mr. Davis.
All right, thank you very much.
Do you want anything else now? You want to check this out and try to go by telephone and let us know, and if not, then we'll have a plane if you have to. I would do that only as last resort.
Yeah, but we got some time on that anyway.
Yeah, we got overnight on that one.
Now, when do you call Balaguer?
For his Balaguer call.
I say, when do you call him?
After
Clarence with Guzman. In other words, he's got to say to Balaguer, Guzman's agreed to be president, and he's a fine fella, and I hope it's all right, and will you go into the cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a long ways away from that.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Get some rest now.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.